This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
I mean, look, I've had a bad month. This has not been a fun month for me.
Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced founder and now former CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which is now in bankruptcy. Quite the understatement yesterday in that wide-ranging hour-long discussion with the New York Times. For what it's worth, Bankman-Fried, known by his initials SBF, was speaking from the Bahamas. He was apologetic but evasive in his conversation with the Times' Andrew Ross Sorkin.
Were you truthful with us today?
I was as truthful as I'm knowledgeable to be. There's some things I wish I knew more about.
Okay. Going against the advice of his lawyers, SBF has been on a bit of a media tour. He also spoke to Good Morning America and Axios. We're going to talk about what we're learning from his media blitz and what the collapse of FTX means for cryptocurrency in general with Emily Stewart. She covers business and economics for Vox. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, thanks. Okay, I want to play one more clip from that interview. It's a little irresistible with Andrew Ross Sorkin, who was really direct with Sam Bankman-Fried when he asked him about what's at the core of this scandal, really. And that's the overlap between FTX and its trading arm, Alameda Research.
But just make this very straight. Was there commingling of funds? That's what it appears like. It appears like there's been a genuine commingling of the funds that are of FTX customers that were not supposed to be commingled with your separate firm.
I didn't knowingly commingle funds. And again, one piece of this, you have the margin trading. You have, you know, customers borrowing from each other. Alameda is one of those. I was frankly surprised by how big Alameda's position was, which points to another failure of oversight on my part. And failure to appoint someone to be chiefly in charge of that. But I wasn't trying to commingle funds.
Okay, translate that for us. What is he talking about?
So basically what it seems like happened, what all of the reporting says has happened, is that let's say I invested money through FTX and I give them my money. And I suppose that FTX is keeping my money somewhere. But what it seems like is happening is that FTX was giving that money in one way or another over to Alameda, its trading arm, this hedge fund that Sam Bankman-Fried has been involved with since 2017 that he started then, and that they presumably lost the money, or we don't know what happened to the money. But full stop, customer funds seem to have been used for something that they probably shouldn't have been.
Okay, here's another clip of tape of him being asked pretty much the same thing from George Stephanopoulos on today's Good Morning America.
Alameda is borrowing the money that belongs to FTX depositors, that's a bright red line, isn't it?
There are a lot of cases where that's actually explicitly part of the programs and that are
but
happening.
Not here. Here it says that the digital assets may not be loaned to FTX trading. They can't be loaned out.
There existed a borrow lending facility on FTX. And I think that's probably covered, I don't remember exactly where, but somewhere else in the terms of service.
Okay, he's super evasive in both of these interviews about this core issue. And I guess I'm wondering if, for one, well, I'm wondering a lot of things. One, is he lying? But number two is, why did he agree to these interviews?
I mean, number two, I think, is a big question everyone is asking, assuming his lawyers as well are asking these questions. In terms of whether or not he's lying, I mean, it's certain that he's being pretty evasive, right? It sounds like he's trying to act like Alameda was another customer of his, which is just not the case. We know that at some points they all lived together, Alameda and the FTX people, that he founded Alameda and then went on to found FTX. I spoke with him in an interview a year and a half ago, and I remember asking him, wait, so they're separate. And he said kind of like, yes, but no. And he seems to kind of want to say, I didn't know what was going on, but also I'm sorry. But at the same time, you kind of have to ask yourself, if you didn't know what was going on, like who was doing this? These things weren't magically happening.
And even the former CEO of Alameda, Carolyn Ellison, said he knew about that. He knew about the funds being used to pay Alameda's creditors.
Right. Well, assuming that he is CEO of FTX, how would you not know that funds were just disappearing from your exchange. It just doesn't make sense. And yes, Caroline has said that as well.
Yeah. And so the importance of this is for the people who invested that many of them lost a lot of money, some their life savings.
Right. I mean, I think that's sort of the underlying thing here and something that we don't talk about enough in crypto is we talk about, right, the amount of your Bitcoin can go up or down. And what's happened with a lot of customers on FTX, including, it looks like at least for now, FTX US, is that whatever money you put in is just poof, gone. And we don't talk about that a lot. And that's happened with other exchanges as well. But when you give these exchanges your money, it might not be there anymore. And there are a lot of people, you know, not as many in the United States, but really around the globe, where their deposits with FTX are just gone and it's not clear if they're ever going to see anything or pennies on the dollar of what they put in.
Hmm. Meanwhile, another crypto company associated with FTX failed this week. So what is the future of this entire business?
I mean, this is certainly a dark cloud over the business. I think one thing to say here is that crypto has had multiple collapses. We've seen multiple cycles of this. Crypto kind of seems to keep coming back. There's definitely contagion. I think it is very likely that a lot of companies that were part of this current boom cycle are not going to survive. Whether or not the entire industry dies, it's hard to say. It certainly hasn't died yet, despite plenty of troubles over the past 10 years or so.
But maybe Congress and other regulatory bodies are deciding now how to regulate it more, right? And make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Right. I mean, that's the hope. I think the question is what those regulations would even look like. You know, I've talked to one expert in this who said if you give crypto special regulations, there's a chance that it could become more entrenched in the financial system. And the question is, do we want this? Like, obviously, what has happened with FTX is awful for customers, but it's also worth noting that it hasn't infected the broader financial system. And that's good for the rest of us who were not involved in this.
But for the people who were, too bad for them. They won't ever be able to recover their money.
It is really tough. It's really tough. It's really risky. And I think it's something that, you know, it's hard to say this should be a lesson because that's not at all what I'd want to say here. But it's just crypto is really risky. And this is a really tough situation for a lot of people who really are not going to see their money again.
Emily Stewart covers business and economics. She's been writing about cryptocurrency for Vox. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, we will have your weekend movie reviews, including a drama called Return to Seoul.
This is Cambodia's Oscar entry this year. It stars Park Ji-min. This is her first film role, and she is fantastic.
Movie reviews next on Press Play.